Now, based on current commitments made at the climate summit in Glasgow, we are on track for a 2.4 degrees Celsius rise in global average temperatures by the end of the century. So what might the effects of such temperature rises be on people and societies? One person who studied this is Martin Scheffer, distinguished professor at the University of Wageningen in the Netherlands. He says that more than 2,000 million people, that's 2 billion, could be forced from their homes by rising temperatures. How did he reach this conclusion?
All species have a climate niche. You find penguins on the pole, you find tigers in hot areas. And we just wondered whether humans would have such a niche too. The way you do it usually is by looking how many of the animals or plants you find at different temperatures, for instance, and you get a bell-shaped curve. And sure enough, we got the same to our surprise for humans. Humans are concentrated in a relatively narrow band around mean annual temperature of about 13 degrees. That's the mean between day and night and winter and summer. So while humans occur, they live near everywhere, the vast majority is actually quite concentrated. To check whether that could be a coincidence of where we happen to be now, we went to medieval times, even 6,000 years ago. And in all times, you find humans distributed the same way. So we figured that would be the human climate niche. And then, of course, the next thing that comes to your mind, how will that change in the future? And looked where that niche would be situated on the globe. It moves to colder regions. And then we did the theoretical exercise of asking how many people would have to move if we would be distributed the same way we have been distributed in 6,000 years.
The current commitments made at the climate summit in Glasgow suggest that we are on track for a 2.4 degree Celsius rise. So given that, assuming that we stay on that track, how many people do you see are being forced to move?
You could say that it would be about 2.5 billion people. They would be in what we would call near unlivable conditions. We looked what are currently the hottest sites on Earth, and those have a mean annual temperature of more than 29 degrees. That's less than 1% of the Earth's surface, mostly some places in the Sahara. And then we asked those conditions, where will we find them in 50 years from now? And then those conditions cover an area where for 3 degrees temperature rise, we'll have 3 billion people living. So that's probably near unlivable. And it would make sense to move away from that.
I mean, we're talking about unprecedented numbers of people on the move.
Well, it's always hard to say whether people would move. Nobody really likes to move. And we would rather see adaptation. But there is, of course, a limit to adaptation, especially in the global south. There is often not so many resources for, like, you know, buying aircos, flying in food and so. It does make sense to think of big migration as a way of adapting to a changing climate.
Let's focus on the modelling then. For every degree of warming that we avert, your report says that we prevent the migration of 1 billion people. So even if we were able, which we're not on course to do at the moment, even if we were able to keep the temperature rise down to 1.5, how many migrants are we talking about?
It's hard to say that in detail. It's just to roughly pin down the number. And what's also important, it's not a linear thing, of course. Migration doesn't happen under all kinds of conditions. And at some point, there comes a critical threshold, and then people start to move. And once people start to move, others start to move.
And which countries have you outlined in your study as being especially vulnerable?
The countries that are currently the hottest, India is a place where a lot of people live, that region, under quite hot conditions. But it is at the edge. India is one of the places really at risk because it's at the border of what is doable, so to say.
That was Professor Martin Scheffer. You're listening to the BBC World Service. I'm Razia Iqbal. This is NewsHour.